ripped and skinned by the defection of most of the best players to the Kerry Packers World Series. It had been 10 years since he'd last played. Now, aged 41, Simpson found his body could no longer stand the daily ordeal. In particular, somebody had made off with his legendary slip specialist's hands and replaced them with a pound of Palethorpe's pork sausages. All these thoughts and more swirled through my brain as I sat waiting for the consultant. In only a few more weeks, the 2010 cricket season will be beginning, and I had to get fit for the opening match. After all, the Harry Baldwin Occasionals were counting on me. As well as being the founding member and presiding genius, I had been their opening batsman for nearly 3 decades, and the notion of my not facing the first ball against the small Sussex innings of Burpham come 11th of April was simply unimaginable. Whatever the injury that had caused me to be here today, sitting in my underpants at the Royal Free Hospital in Hampstead, I wasn't yet ready to throw in the cricketing towel. Anno Domini might have defeated the other Simo, but I wasn't coming so easily. The curtain swished back to reveal a careworn female doctor in her early 30s. She was carrying about 100 weight of files in her hands, and even as she entered the cubicle, an electronic pager hanging from her neck was already jittering into life. She dumped the files on a nearby chair and looked at me for the first time.